This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again on the program, we're visiting with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. Dr. Martinez works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couple patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com, and on today's program, we're focusing in on It's Okay to Not Be Okay, Acknowledging Grief and Depression. And Dr. Martinez, always great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
And thank you so much. Thanks for your time. So for starters, what made you actually think of this topic and this title? That certainly is an attention getter for sure.
Well, I think post-COVID and in general, there are a lot of individuals and even especially professionals who have a hard time acknowledging both the stigma of grief and that it is okay to acknowledge it, or that they're not handling it well, or that there is this idea of this timetable of grief and how you handle grief. And so I wanted to address both personally and in general how people handle it, and that it acknowledging that you have it in general.
And totally understand that. And I know you noted that this topic has a very personal significance to you as well. Talk about that if you would.
Yes. Every May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I think that this is sort of a perfect example of this May specifically, because it happened in May, was the 5-year anniversary of a good friend of mine who had committed suicide. And she actually did so with me on the phone with her. And everyone has this trajectory of a timetable of when they think that how people should grieve, when people should grieve, when people should be done grieving. And this was personal to me because I had a very hard time, especially as a professional, about that I should deal with grief in a certain way. I should be able to deal with grief. I should be done grieving. I should be able to handle it. And so I thought this was a good time, and it was the first time that I, at 5 years, had even made a statement or talked about it for Mental Health Awareness Month, because I took that long to deal with it myself. And it made me think about, especially with COVID and all of the frontline mental health care workers, the frontline workers who were dealing with people in the hospitals, how many of them were dealing with PTSD, complex trauma from COVID, and how many of them were silently dealing with all of this grief, who had to sit in for the families during COVID, who had all these healthcare restrictions, who were not talking about or dealing with openly all of this trauma and grief. And that's where this idea for this topic came up to me.
And all this has me reflect back to over 10 years ago, where an old friend of mine that had marital trouble committed suicide as well. And there's certainly a lot that we can learn from this and also be of help to others when we see the red flag. So speaking of which, what might the person thinking of harming themselves be thinking and doing around the time of the act?
Well, around the time of the act, I know from the personal example, people tie up loose ends. I personally knew what was happening. My friend, they were an artist. When they did it, they literally were working on something with me and for me, and they found it essential. Their very last act was they had to make sure I had the money back, and I knew immediately what they were doing. That their final act was to make sure I had that. It was so important to them, and that was when I said, "Don't do this." And I knew that they were tying up a loose end. People often do that. They tie up loose ends. They can often, if they've been in a depression, they will have an attitude shift where once they've made that decision, you will see almost a lift in their mood. Where they've been down for a long time, they will suddenly be a little happier because they've come to a decision about it. And that is actually notable as well. When there is no change in anything else going on within their lives, people who are literally crying out for help, and people will brush it off because they say it so often. We should never take for granted that is just someone saying something again. You should always take it seriously when people are making those statements.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Some good information here and most helpful as we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com here on eHealth Radio. Psychology and mental health channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why might people and especially professionals like yourself struggle to acknowledge grief and depression? Touch on that if you would.
Well, I think I know in my case, I sort of touched it at the top that I thought that I should be dealing with it in a certain way, that I had to keep it to myself, that I should be better at dealing with it, that I shouldn't burden other people with it, especially it sort of rolled into at a certain point COVID. And I thought everybody was dealing with so much else that I couldn't burden other people with it because they were dealing with other things. I think that professionals especially, there's a multitude of things going on. One, people don't ask professionals how they're doing. They just sort of pile on more cases on them keep giving them cases. But also professionals have that guilt where they feel like they should be able to, they have the coping skills and mechanisms to deal with it. And so they should be able to, versus often asking for help themselves. But also people just struggle with the stigma of grief and this idea that at 6 months, 1 year, however long it is, that there's this associated timetable that they should be over it. And really, grief does not have that timetable. Grief is unique to every person in every situation.
Lastly, Dr. Martinez, what should one remember if they or someone they know is struggling with thoughts of harming themselves? That certainly is a good place to conclude here today.
That they should reach out to a friend, a loved one, that there are resources available to them, available online, that they can text resources. There is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, AFSP.org, that has a multitude of resources for them. If they are having any thoughts of harming themselves, they can text TALK to 741-741 or call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.
Certainly a very important and urgent resource right there. Thank you so much for that. And if listeners wanted to touch base with you and or to tap into your resources, where's the best place to get further information online?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. They can catch me at LinkedIn. That's nikki-martinez. And I would love if they would check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com, and they can just put in a search for Nikki Martinez.
And listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Martinez, all the best. Look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is a lead contributor for everydaypower.com. And for further details, visit Dr. Nikki Martinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.